the vaccine itself is toxic. When people say they got the vaccine and got the flu anyway, no. They got poisoned. And the body's response to being poisoned is to get sick, to remove the poisons, because you were injected with poisons.
Look at the flu shot every single year. Influenza, scientifically proven. Every single time it replicates, it's a new strain. Very, very simple. If someone just did 5 minutes of research on the so-called flu vaccine, it is scientifically impossible, by the way, to create a flu vaccine. It's impossible. The influenza changes every time it replicates in different people, it's a different replication.
With the flu vaccine, it's a quadrivalent vaccine, which means there's four different types, there's four different strains that they are trying to vaccinate the intended patient from influenza. There are over 200 different viruses that produce cold and flu-like symptoms. And so by focusing on just four of them, you're arguably missing out on over 90% of the pathogens that cause flu-like symptoms. Additionally, when they would come up with these vaccines, they would have to do it a year in advance. You can't produce a vaccine for four different strains of flu and then expect to produce them overnight. They have to be produced a year in advance. This is kind of like trying to predict what the weather will be a year from now. Will it be sunny or will it be cloudy? And so based on the CDC's own website data, we have about a 50-50 chance of getting the correct vaccines. So you may be getting the vaccine, but you're not getting the correct strain of flu vaccine for what the strain is that's prevalent that year, because again, it was designed and produced a year in advance and didn't turn out to be the strain of flu. Again, they quadrivalent means four different strains.
It's sort of like playing craps in Vegas, right? There are over 100 different types of flu virus. Most of these flu vaccines are quadrivalent, meaning they only carry four influenza strains. Two of them are flu B and two of them are flu A. So you've got over 100 flu A types, you're choosing two. And the way they look at it is they look at Australia and Asia during their flu season, which precedes ours by maybe, 6 to 9 months. And they make a bet and say, this is what's infecting them. It's probably gonna infect us, so that's what we're gonna use in ours. So, we'll take two of, I think it was five of the flu B and two of the over 100 flu A's and make a vaccine over it. Flu B tends not to be as virulent or dangerous. Flu A tends to be the one that sometimes can get pretty bad. Usually not. I mean, it makes you feel like, awful, but so it's like a crapshoot.